Inventory control and replenishment. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory control as the activities and techniques of maintaining the desired levels of items, whether raw materials, work in process, or finished products. Inventory control determines how much to order and when, how often to order. Setting proper levels of safety stock or safety lead times is an additional type of inventory control. Inventory control aims to determine order amounts and timing with an objective of reducing carrying, ordering, and setup costs without sacrificing customer service goals. Remember, an order schedule is necessary for managers all along the supply chain. The retailer and the distributor order more finished goods. The manufacturer orders more components and supplies. The supplier orders its own materials and supplies, and so on. Determining order quantities. Ordering can be haphazard or disciplined, but there are enough unknowns in real life that managers will need to review their ordering model regularly. Since a haphazard system amounts to little more than guesswork, any disciplined method will be an improvement over that. Two models managers can use to determine how much to order are lot for lot and fixed order quantity, FOQ. These models are used with independent demand forecasts. The models were generally designed to be used with decentralized inventory planning, but they can be adapted for use in centralized planning, or echelon inventory policies could be used. Exhibit 4-28 shows the relationship between these two ordering types. Exhibit 4-28, lot for lot versus fixed order quantity, FOQ. The lot for lot, L4L, ordering technique is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a lot sizing technique that generates planned orders in quantities equal to the net requirements in each period. That is, organizations order no more and no less inventory than is needed. In this ordering system, the quantity ordered will differ in each period depending upon the current requirements. Common uses for lot-for-lot include just-in-time manufacturing environments and ordering items in the ABC inventory classification system. Lot-for-lot in retail environments is called consumption-driven replacement. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, fixed order quantity is a lot sizing technique in material requirements, planning, or inventory management that will always cause planned or actual orders to be generated for a predetermined fixed quantity or multiples thereof if net requirements for the period exceed the fixed order quantity. The fixed amount may be determined by the amount in a box or on a pallet or the need to fill shipping containers to achieve full container discounts. A fixed order quantity can be delivered on a fixed schedule, or a variable schedule can be based on inventory levels. While this method is straightforward and inexpensive, it won't produce satisfactory results unless customer demand is very stable over the long term. One improvement that can be made to the method is to use an economic order quantity. Economic order quantity, EOQ. Economic order quantity, EOQ, is a refinement of FOQ that determines the most cost-effective fixed order size when replenishing inventory. The EOQ is the order size with the lowest total cost for carrying plus ordering or setup costs. Carrying costs tend to go up with larger order quantities, while ordering costs go down due to fewer orders being placed. In Exhibit 4-29, the EOQ is the lowest point on the total cost curve. Exhibit 4-29. Determining the economic order quantity. You can see some general quantity cost relationships from the graph. The total costs tend to drop until they reach a minimum, and then they start rising again. So there is an incentive to increase order quantity, but only to a point. The minimum total cost occurs where carrying and ordering costs are equal, just above where the cost lines intersect. If you shift the cost in either curve, such as by reducing the costs per order, as lean manufacturing works to do, or the inventory carrying costs, for example, taller warehouse racks for more storage, the EOQ will also shift. The formula for EOQ is as follows. The first equation above shows the carrying cost formula set is equal to the ordering cost formula, which would be true at the point of intersection in the graph. When the costs are equal, solving for Q results in the EOQ formula as shown above. EOQ is a simple model and so depends upon the following set of assumptions. Demand is constant and known. Lead time is constant and known. The same amount of time always elapses between order placement and arrival. The items ordered arrive all at once, not in stages, There are no quantity discounts. The variable costs in the calculation model are limited to carrying costs and ordering costs, whereas in reality other variable costs exist. There will be no stockouts if you place orders on schedule. The beauty of the EOQ model is that even if there are considerable variations in the cost figures, the economic order quantity tends to vary within a fairly small range. Therefore, while the model's assumptions will no doubt be violated in the real world, the EOQ model is still considered useful. Supply chains with significant volatility may need to create a more complex model or frequently recalculate EOQ. Ordering systems, determining when to order. In addition to picking an order quantity, an ordering system determines when orders should be placed. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory ordering system as inventory models for the replenishment of inventory. Inventory control models differ for independent versus dependent demand. Ways to determine when to order independent demand inventory include the order point, periodic review, min-max, time-phased order point, and demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP systems. Material requirements planning, discussed elsewhere, is used for dependent demand, but DDMRP could also be used in conjunction with MRP. DDMRP highlights the strategic positioning of inventory, acting as a decoupling point in a bill of material or a supply chain. Order point system. An order point system determines the inventory level or point at which a reorder must be placed. The order point is the point at which we have enough inventory to cover anticipated demand that will be consumed during the replenishment process. This point is our demand during the lead time plus safety stock. For example, if demand during the lead time averages 100 units a week, lead time is 2 weeks, and safety stock is 50 units, then the order point is when inventory falls to 250 units. The sawtooth diagram in Exhibit 4-30 illustrates an order point system. Exhibit 4-30, inventory level fluctuations in order point system. In an order point system, the time between replenishment orders is not fixed but varies based on the actual demand during the reorder cycle. Since the order point is based on the average demand during the lead time, if either the average demand or the lead time changes, the order point should also be changed, or the level of safety stock will automatically change. A system based on average demand means that at maximum demand, stockouts could occur, so some amount of safety stock is useful. Periodic review system. In a periodic review system, order intervals are fixed, such as each week, month, or quarter, and order quantities, shown as Q1, Q2, and Q3 in Exhibit 4-31, vary. The method sets a base stock level, or maximum level of inventory, based on what is needed to maintain effective and continuous operations. This is the inventory target or order up to level. The inventory position is reviewed each period, and order size is just enough to raise the inventory position to the base stock target level. Exhibit 4-31 shows how the sawtooth diagram has fixed width teeth that vary in height according to the amount ordered. Exhibit 4-31, inventory level fluctuations in periodic review system. The quantity in stock plus the quantity ordered must be enough to prevent stockouts, which means non-safety stock inventory has to last until the next review period plus the lead time required for the next shipment. The quantity ordered is the maximum amount less the quantity of inventory on hand at the order period. For example, if average demand is 50 units per week and there are 5 working days, demand per day is 10 units slash day. Assume that orders are placed every 10 working days and lead time duration is 3 days. If safety stock should be 4 days supply at 10 slash units per day, this would be 40 units. If there are 42 units on hand at the order point, then the maximum level inventory and order quantity are calculated as follows. Periodic review systems are useful for supermarkets or retailers with many items to sell because it keeps inventory tracking costs down and helps fill truckload assortments, assuming that the assortments can all be shipped from the same source, such as a consolidation warehouse. Min-max system. With a min-max system, both order timing and order amount are allowed to vary. Orders are submitted after inventory has fallen below the minimum point, but inventory isn't allowed to go over a maximum. If, for example, the minimum is 300 items, the maximum is 1,000 items, and the periodic review reveals that inventory has dropped to 275 items, it would be time to place an order for 725 items. This assumes that the order would arrive immediately, for example, no lead time. Time-phased order point system, TPOP. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a time-phased order point, TPOP system as material requirements planning, MRP-like time planning logic technique for independent demand items, in which gross requirements come from a forecast, not via explosion. This method can be used to plan distribution center inventories, as well as to plan for service, repair, parts because MRP logic can readily handle items with dependent demand, independent demand, or a combination of both. It is an approach that uses time periods, thus allowing for lumpy withdrawals instead of average demand. When used in distribution environments, the planned order releases are input into the master schedule dependent demand. Rather than waiting until inventory drops below the order point, a TPOP system will check whether the item will fall below the order point during the order horizon. When used for a shop floor warehouse, it checks not only available inventory but also planned deliveries during the order horizon and the planned reorder point. If the available plus planned inventory is below the reorder point, a replenishment order is placed. Lumpy withdrawals in the above definition refers to situations such as promotions that create demand variability that order point systems have trouble adapting to because they are based on average demand. Time phase order point systems are useful for parts maintained in low volumes, slow movers, irregular demand items, and large parts. The shop floor warehouse needs visibility to its own inventory levels so it can allocate parts for assembly orders from the warehouse and backflush these orders against the shop floor warehouse. Note that when a time-phased order point system is used for independent demand items at distribution centers, it is called distribution requirements planning. Demand-driven MRP system. Demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP, is a relatively new type of ordering system that can be used for dependent and independent demand items at any point in the supply chain. Note that DDMRP is part of a larger process called demand-driven planning, DDP. DDMRP is its ordering system. DDMRP strategically positions inventory to achieve all the benefits of modern supply chain management, reduce inventory, customer lead times, and the bullwhip effect, increase customer service and utilization, without needing to rely on safety stocks. Instead, DDMRP determines how to shrink total lead times by creating buffer inventories of key components with longer lead times. DDMRP dynamically determines the best places to position inventory and dynamically adjusts the size of the buffer inventories to maximize return on investment for the inventory. To do this, it performs daily reviews that account for how long customers will wait for their orders, whether faster lead time would generate new sales, and whether certain inventory positions would leave the organization with more options for dynamic lead time compression. To minimize risk, it also factors in information on the item supply variability and demand variability and the need to maintain buffer inventories before any bottleneck work centers as per the theory of constraints. Further information can be obtained at www.demanddriveninstitute.com. Another resource is Demand-Driven Material Requirements Planning, DDMRP, version 3 by Tack and Smith.